Hey everybody, it's November 14th. Welcome to Pray Today. You know, if you go back in the Old Testament to the very first book of the Old Testament, you will read about Abraham and Sarah. And many of you are familiar with the account of Abraham and Sarah wanting to have a child, but for years and decades could not have a child. And so Sarah, or Sarai as she was known back then, she had this Egyptian servant, Hagar, and she offered Hagar to Abraham to begin their family. Now this was outside of God's plan, but it was common in their time. It doesn't seem as if they asked God what he thought of this. Anyways, Hagar becomes pregnant, and Hagar begins to despise Sarai, and in turn, Sarai suffered from Hagar's proud attitude, and then Sarai begins to cruelly mistreat Hagar. So Hagar flees into the desert, and an angel of the Lord appears to Hagar. And in this conversation with Hagar, he tells her to go back to Sarai. And in this verse in Genesis 16, it says this: "So she gave," this is Hagar, "gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her, 'You are the God who sees me.'" That's the name that she gave to God, El Roy, the God who sees me. And though the account of Hagar and her offspring Ishmael did not turn out well, and Ishmael went off and became an enemy of Israel eventually, we know that there is something important and true in what Hagar said in this passage. "You are the God who sees me." You know, when people walk past us and they don't see us, they ignore us, or they don't even make eye contact with us, and if it's somebody that we know or we love, it hurts for that to happen. Sometimes we're in situations where someone that we look up to goes by us and they don't even see us. They look right through us, and that hurts. But that's not the kind of God that you serve. You know, when you're hurting, when I'm hurting, we have a God who sees us. El Roy. And I want to give God thanks for that quality that makes me feel so loved. So let's pray. God, you see me. You see me in my rawness. You see me in my sin. You see me in my struggles. You see me, Lord, and you love me. You see inside of me, because you're that personal God that we talk about. Thank you for caring about every detail of my life. Thank you when I feel like I am in the desert, that I can say, "You are my El Roy, the God who sees me. Even when people in this world don't see me, you do, Father." Thank you for that kind of love that you offer to me, that I'm seen. In Jesus' name.